No, no, yeah, okay, no, I'm recording.
Dear friends from CMG, welcome to the meeting. Africa Discovery from Mr. Rama. And we want to welcome our, although we have an official welcome by the Honorable Watson in Devon. Want to welcome our beautiful Mandy Secretary, Biokazi Makabula. They have asked herself to get to the Secretary's speech. And Sarah was also there. But we want to thank everybody, especially the staff, although the Honorable Watson has kept her very, very well at the workshop, but also once again we want to reiterate our thanks towards the staff in Zimbabwe. She did well there, and once I just thought that the politician now is
Yeah,
and Advocate Adhikari, thank you very much. We could also thank Advocate Adhikari for the report. Well captured. And Advantage, I also think that the advocate was standing there that one of these days we will be calling him Nurse Adhikari. So members, we have the report was circulated. But what we want to do now is just the adoption of what you say on the water, adoption of the draft report, so that we can send it up to provinces. The ad committee we need to adopt this report is ours. Send it out to provinces as well as to the chairperson of the council. And wait for the provinces for the input. I put your question.
Can we ask, before you do that, can we not interrogate the recommendation?
Okay.
Then we can adopt the decision. I think the recommendation is the main input that we want to bring back. The rest is the recommendation. There was one slide that I raised when we were just talking, and that is that the seventh bullet from the bottom, assessing which should go to the MA and which to the NCOP, can we not add to that the body similar to the tagging committee should be considered? What is it that you remember we had that discussion?
Yes, that is, I think, around the entry point, and the report makes reference to the attached submission from GCC. Yeah. And they set out in detail how this entry point will work, which is just an administrative entry point. I kind of have in my mind that will be similar, as you say, to the JPM kind of thing, but it will comprise mainly of officials who will simply be like a post office.
Yeah.
And so these officials would have capacity to do like the tagging, like for example, if we do the tagging. We refer to the JPM, the JPM simply are the presiding officer. So in the same way, let's say if I do that aspect in this unit, so I look at it and I will then refer it to the NA or the NCLP. But you must also remember that there must also then be provision for where a person directs it and addresses it to the NA. Then that administrator doesn't have the right, even if it's a matter that falls within the NCLP, to say, no, this goes to the NCLP. It must still go to the NA with advice to the NA that it's a matter that falls within the NCLP, but it's for the NA to make that onward referral. Yeah, that it's being referred to them, and yeah. So, you know, but I mean, those
is
also...
The problem is that, I agree exactly with what you're saying, but the bullet point in our recommendations, which will become final, can everybody accept it.
Yes.
That's not, I don't like like they were. In fact, it doesn't really embroider around it. How do we want to do the attention? And that's exactly what you just explained.
Right.
And that's the state of first of assumption and a political body like the JPM should be considered. It's not made of hard and fast.
Yeah.
Or could be considered.
Yeah. I would suppose saying something like to create an administrative mechanism for assessing, you know, and then because these recommendations must be unchecked.
Yes.
I mean, one must still find what is the best way.
Yeah.
So create an administrative mechanism for assessing which should go to MA.
Okay. Just administrative or administrative?
Yeah, but no decisions are made by this body. Just as I say, it's more post office body.
Yeah.
It just refers where the JPM makes a decision on the legislative process.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that is
again. I'm just here to get of meeting the political function. This house, speaking here, is a House of Parliament, and it belongs to its members, not to the administration. So the members must have an input somewhere.
It's directed to the members.
I see. This is the point that you must also, I think you must be guided by the fact that in terms of the Constitution, people vary or they can efficiently. The
NCOP. No, so well, that's
covered. I'm talking about this body must have the political or the truth to say that this function or this petition belongs to the NCOP or refers to the NA or that way. But the tag is in the matter of the JPM.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that in that decision making, the post office function. Should not be purely administrative.
So I think, yeah, I hear what you guys are saying, but also on the other hand, you mustn't make it confusing for people, or where the teachers are sent, they just get locked down. I mean, look what that thing was, let's be open and honest, look what that thing was told. Both are lying, we don't have a situation that this committee now sends, or this mechanism, or this body that will be created, send anything to the NA. It lies there for maybe 3-4 years, then they find out that, hey, now let's push it down to the NCOP because NA is for which you have started to work.
No, but that's the one thing.
So I think that we should rather keep it as let the people suspicion them, the NCOP, for the provincial legislation.
No, but we are going to get those, that's what we try to get you for, those that are not directed to either else. So that's why the Buddhist is there to assist which way they should go. And like you've already said, that there would be teachers addressed to either the NCOP or the NA. Then nobody on earth can decide for that person. Because he's exercised the constitutional right. But if we're teaching from yesterday's church or either Parliament must decide which way to go. So that's where the post office idea. Now all I'm saying is that post office must not be a purely administrative function. You should have some form of political oversight.
I think, well, why can't we say that? Sorry,
Jason, I thought we covered when you said should have a mechanism that is one of the JPM, implying that some political I don't know if I'm covered. But then the next one, can we also to stimulate the reality for communication? Or we take it that it will come to our notice via the ATP to be stimulated.
No, we should stipulate that we need communication from the state of the But in the rules it says that it should be the president of the secretary for one day, whereafter goes to the chairperson for the office of the chairperson, whereafter the chairperson tables it in the house. But what the chairperson does before sending it or simultaneously sending it in the house, in the eighth year that you also send the committee
I just wanted to say you could raise another interesting recommendation which I don't think I captured here, because I'm just starting from the premise that we're going to unpack existing NCLT rules, but there may also be a need to review the existing rules as a
But I'm saying that that was public recommendation today, that the NCLT
rules must also be existing rules, because you have mentioned now that Mr. Lodge is the secretary to the NCLT. So that might be a rule that you may want to review if you're looking at the mechanism.
But I think that was one of our discussion points at one stage, where we say the rules were drawn up by the secretary of the NCLT. Just to get them in place. That's why we say the first point is the guidelines are still being determined by the subcommittee and the review of the rules. So we come, let me say, in terms of making it easier, how can we say maybe I have a mechanism in the office of the chairperson and the secretary and the speaker?
For what?
A parliament. The speaker of the NA and the chairperson of the NCLT of
you mean for directing?
Yeah.
No, but we now have the unpacking and reviewing the rules. That's the first rule.
Captain, I think the problem is we don't seem to realize if a petition comes and like that to the Speaker of Parliament, then exactly we go there. Because people don't know anything other than the Speaker. I can make reference of the chairperson. They wanted to petition the chairperson, but they have written the speaker of the office. And has the chairperson replied on that side? See, I spoke to you with the letter, so this thing comes too. This is only.
But see, I don't want to say that then the speaker, the chairperson's office is also the short way. I don't want to speak of
parliament. Exactly.
The speaker of the National
Assembly. So it's always meant there. And I think you were coming out and say, let's now take a mechanism between the two, that it shouldn't be a one-way traffic. When the speaker sits, this must also give it to the other. Because there are two arms. When you go to Parliament, it will come to Parliament to both arms. I don't know.
But I think this is
going to be
a question. I think that's why it's also important that we do this, unpack it, and then have the booklet, so that we can also educate. As you can see, further down, you say awareness is thing. So also educate people and say, but doesn't they speak of the national assembly, chairperson of the national council of parliament, and they just take a thing to parliament.
That's the point I want to make.
You understand? So, the secretary of parliament could also be the entry point.
That's the point.
You understand? And the secretary of the parliament could also say, but listen, This is the entry provision for petition. And that petition can also go to the Secretary of Parliament, and in his office it can be directed to the
Executive
or to the NA Committee.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's exactly what actually is envisaged by the entry point office, but one must remember, although it is the Secretary of Parliament, there must be dedicated staff reporting to the Secretary of Parliament with that specific function.
Because it is also your the NCLT, the National Assembly, falls under the heading of Parliament in the Constitution. So we won't be out of line if we say the Secretary of Parliament. And then he can then deposit it to the Secretary of the NCLT and the Secretary of the NA. Because in act of, in other words, it is their overriding factor.
What we're saying is that this is the first law committee. That committee will decide which written to take. Unless it's specifically addressed to one of the two articles. But I think the point that we also try to make here is that in the first bullet, we say unpack the NCLT rules. Should we say unpack
and review?
Unpack and review?
There was also the point raised by you.
Okay.
Thank you. It's also under recommendation, bulletin 3 from the bottom. The incorrect that petition can only be submitted to members of parliament. I think that maybe we will have to take it out if I'm correct, because it doesn't reflect this, that, and then it will then be covered under the unpacking of the NCOP rules and the review of the...
Wonderful.
Yes.
But
in fact, it is covered, it's a repetition, it is covered.
Can we do this with the different time, because we need to finish by 4. Recommendation, can we go bullet by bullet, if you've got a point on a bullet, you can get them jumping around. Bullet 1 are covered. Anyone, anything on bullet 1? Nothing. Bullet 2, that's 1.9 recommendation. That's fine. Bullet 3.
Since we now have unpacked and reviewed NCLP rules, I think we have now developed guidelines and amended rules very far. Bullet 3 rules that amended rules very far.
We can't amend rules. We can only
propose
them. Well, the subcommittee on the review of rules, they are the proposed rules to the subcommittee on the review of rules. Can we both do that bullet 3? Develop guidelines and then propose
rule amendment.
Propose, rule amendment to the subcommittee of rules. Subcommittee on the review of rules. One thing that we've just done, I think, because a lot of the workshop was reflected, we've also made an error, but not inviting local government.
You
say
although the workshop was reflected,
we made one great mistake, not inviting local government. Because of this bullet point, establish sound relationship with provincial legislation and local government.
Mandate from the Rules Committee to submit recommendations to the subcommittee. Otherwise, we should make the recommendations to the Rules Committee and they will refer to the subcommittee.
The meeting that we've stated was that the Rules Committee has given us the right to make the amendments, lay it before the subcommittee approves, and from there, either the subcommittee of rules or ourselves will take it into the rules committee. Bullet point 5? Anything on bullet point 5?
Bullet point 4.
Yeah.
And so we focus on for this Monday.
No, that's 5 now.
Yeah.
Because it's just running the amendment. Yeah. So can you be focusing on Monday?
Now that they felt or they said it actually there that they when by the look of things they are advanced
as compared to this committee, now that this mandate from the parliament is given to this committee at the end last year. So, and they have a feeling that this committee is supposed to work hand in glove with the provinces, as provinces are being represented within the NCOP. So this came to that argument to say that we need to work close with the provinces, because they also received petitions to avoid the issues of duplication and all that. So that, I think that came during that discussion.
But I think, yeah, we need to put it in terms of that NCOP is the focus on its mandate, also in terms of the constitution section 4.2, that the National Council of Provinces represents the provinces to ensure that provincial interests are taken into account in the national sphere of government. I think we should just put that, like NCOP to focus on its mandate, focusing on its mandate in terms of section 4, 42.4, 42 subsection 4 of the Constitution. Subsection 4 of the Constitution. Have you heard that? That's it.
Yeah.
Have you
heard? Yeah, I'm covered. I would also just saying to you that.
Next bullet point, the radio campaign on petition. Do you agree with that?
Well, I would just put well before that. We can't use the following month.
Recommend.
We can recommend.
I think it's very different. I think they was, the resources and the accessibility. Awareness campaign is the educational thing, and then creating access is to give people the avenues to achieve it.
There are some people who think that money.
All of that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand that one.
The time frame, I think, even though it's not beyond the recommendation, the example was made as from the findings from other countries that in our situation, we don't have a specific time to say that the department has to, during this given only this period to deal in terms of investigating the petition that is referred to. So that was
the cycle of dropping in the issue in the garden of health. So can we then, what is it say then to put the petition also through that, through a cycle?
And the cycle is maybe more probably the time frame would mean what do we need from now on to the
end. Because at the end of the day, we can't have a petition running for 2 years. Understand? The rule doesn't make provision around a petition like this. It just that the thought is the logic of a petition. That's all it is, you know?
Well, then we should say, consider time frame for a cycle. That's the point.
then you deliver the 25 to 3 days a day.
So we should say yes. Have you got that process?
Consider the time frame.
Yes, the time frame. For the entry of years, in front of the response.
Yes. Okay, urgent need for comprehensive guidance.
Isn't that the subsection on the amendment contract? And then we win the campaign and then opportunities and then we jump, we have partners and then jump back to comprehensive guidance.
Why would they use this every need for comprehensive guidance, specifically as basic practices? And then after principles like IT awareness campaign competition.
That's not the point I want to move. It's the urgent need that I think should be closer to the awareness campaign. Not that one.
We just move it up.
Okay. And then a separate section addressing members of respective legislatures.
That goes up with that as well.
That's the other, yeah. Need to review the system of receiving petitions. That also moves up to that. But this public awareness doesn't, or this bullet point, is it difficult? Because you've got the awareness of saying that.
I think that one is covered by a couple of the
others. Yeah, that one is not difficult.
Yeah.
We can take that out.
Proposed mechanism.
Can be run by units, that's also part of your public awareness. Recommendation. Can we request Africa to follow up on what we see that thing? Right now.
I've
spoken to our counterpart in Brazil, in fact, it's only about a book. And the whole point is that they will have the Swazi parliament to sponsor us, that we can come over for a week to Swazi and go through to them and help them develop something like that, you know. Also full competition and remember the debate of the order. But in my talk with the friend, we touched on the Africa. And according to them, they have been traveling Africa wide and there's hardly any movement in Africa. Even on member legislation, there's hardly anything in Africa.
If you look at the leaders in public participation in Africa, we've just done same research for our purposes in South Africa.
Yeah.
But I don't think we must take it out completely. I think we must carry on our research on Africa.
Yeah.
If we want to say the leaders, but take out that last part, the follow-up on the CW meeting.
That is the key at the moment.
Recommendation for pushing research Africa.
Yeah,
that's what we said. What about Kenya and repetitions there?
Well, supposed to be, but they've not been used by the parliament. But look, we are going to have to go here continuously into Africa. It's not a hard cut and dry thing that we... Because, like I said, I mean, Swaziland now comes up to make a call that we don't... And Parliament approves that we don't therefore agree and help him set up all these things, and the council also to help set them up with all these things, then from there maybe... what we need to say is that shouldn't this be part of the Commonwealth African region agenda? So can we adopt the report with the recommendations that Africa will do for us instead of Article Provinces? Proposed by Honorable Watson. Was taken up?
Yeah.
Honorable West.
Okay.
You hope that's for
example. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll that will be clarified for me. And maybe it falls under the awareness because the proposal or part of the recommendation was also the implementation of the post office system through the parliament. And I'm not sure whether maybe I must leave it out, it will then fall under the awareness. Under opportunities.
Second one is to report on the fact-finding mission. maybe a service, as I've explained to you, we can either have this sent over because on our program, the first slot that will deal with it, or we want to deal with it now.
Well, I want to add my recommendation that we, that's rather my input than other recommendations.
Alright, so what we'll do is, we'll take this forth, and then just ask the input for recommendations before adopting the final report. Then we can come back when it's on the agenda to adopt the final report. Can we do that?
And I'll make my
decision. Yes.
My first input is that under 5.2,
yeah,
we should change the wording to be delegation will pass the matter on, there must be an on before the two, on to the relevant committee to eliminate the item attached out, dealing with local government in parliament, comma, delete the and, other stakeholders in the province must remain, comma, then the D, CNC, MEC, the MEC for local government, and also in consultation with the Gauteng, with a relevant committee in the Gauteng legislation. In this regard, we must make a committee because it's the local government and the committee on education. Doesn't even knew they had a committee on education.
No,
yeah. But I mean, shouldn't we just get them on board so that they know what we're doing with it. And then also that one about the letter is fine, but then also ask for the report, the second letter for a written request, asking for a progress report from the relevant department. The promise saying that the act, the incorporation will be in January, February, of that portion of yesterday. And secondly, that promise is to work in process to such an extent that water will be everywhere in July.
Yeah.
Now, we are now 3 months down the line. What have they done? What is the progress so far towards meeting that promise? I don't know what we can.
Okay, I was just a part of this, so I'm just asking.
The report of this fifth prime minister will be presented to the MCC. Because we need to report to the House in terms of the rules.
You were mandated for that.
Yeah, we need to report to the House in terms of the
rules. Must still come by the Parliament to go on the MCC.
No, but yeah, but I hear what you're saying, but in terms of the rules... So we need to report to the interesting, because it says that what we presented to the interesting, which is not we'll do that when we get to the next level. We can see tomorrow our program starts. The other thing is we could keep the
presentation. The guy in the
distance,
he's not
rich. Who was not here? So, we say we're looking for that we will The committee has adopted this report with a recommendation, and it will be further discussed, or it will be finalized at the given date. Since that we have adopted this.
Well,
we
haven't amended it,
haven't we? Yeah, we've adopted this report to amendment.
What
amendment?
Yeah.
So we will finalize it, the what the committee has considered the report, the amendment to the report.
We give you the mandate where we adopt the report with recommendation. And that's another thing. You can go call us back again to say, we endorse it again. What are we doing now?
The recommendation
is
the correct report.
No,
correct version of the report. E-participation and local democracy proposals. Empowering citizens through technology and participation. It reads, dear Honorable Adams, Mr. Adams, the invitation to the International Citizens Symposium for the launch of the CLG Action Plan for Community Empowerment. Citizen empowerment is an emerging hot topic in the UK, Europe, and around the world. Faced with increased pressure to include citizens in local decision-making, public administrations everywhere have a need for new consultation strategies. As the Secretary of State for Communities and Local Governments, the Right Honorable Hazel Blair, State and recently stated, we are paving the way for new statutory duty to involve local people as countries support in 2009. It's time to step up a gear to go further and faster and be more and to be more ambitious about what we achieve. The kind of change we envisage means change at a very local level, revolution right to the doorstep. The second International Key Participation and Local Democracy Symposium will address the key topic on the 28th and 29th of February 2008 in the prestigious Congress Center in London, West End. The start of the last in 2006, the twin symposiums in Budapest, Hungary, and Baltimore, USA. The first international symposium attracted 500 delegates from 35 UK local authorities and over 50 countries. Feedback from delegates were overwhelmingly positive, 98% of participants stating they would attend the event again or recommend others to attend. Building upon the success of 2008 symposium promises to be bigger and better than before. This year the symposium will address challenges facing local, regional, national and international organizations, politicians and local governments alike under the key theme, empowering citizens through technology and participation. A Web 2.0 technique increasingly moves into the government arena. The forthcoming symposium asks, how does the new participation agenda affect local government? How can new technology help to engage citizens? What tools are available? How can we all build for success? As a recognized expert in the e-participation empowerment arena, I would like to personally invite you and your fellow members of the Select Committee on Petitions and Members and Invited Proposals to attend this prestigious event to share your experiences. The forthcoming petroleum promises to be a key event in the 2008 calendar for government policymakers and practitioners alike, featuring an array of eminent speakers from partner organizations, including communities and local governments, the United Nations and the Council of Europe. The event will provide unprecedented networking opportunities for all involved. The podium is being supervised and overseen by myself on behalf of the UK Department for Communities and Local Governments, with a strong support of an international steering group comprising of the International Center for Local E-Democracy, the Council of Europe, the United Nations, the National Association of Secretaries of State. Furthermore, further information can be found at the consortium website. We sincerely hope that this consortium will benefit from your presence and support and look forward to receiving your response. Yours sincerely, Dylan Jeffrey, Consortium Director and Program Director. Local key democracy and key structure suspension. Dylan Jeffrey. I've forwarded a letter, thank you once again for your help and short notice. I've forwarded a letter to the chairperson of the council. I had verbal communication with the chairperson of the council as well as the house chair regarding this matter. And I've expressed to them the urgency and the need for the national parliament to be there. In actual fact, the provinces have said that they think that the NCOP should be there. Gauteng is going. The speaker of Gauteng is one of the participants. And they said, no, it's important that you people must be there. You see that we have now started this consultation and the talk and moving together and closing to the NCOP and provinces regarding not just going to be a thing of local government, but key participation, which means petitions and legislation proposals and all that that will be dealt and handled with at this symposium. So, in our letter, we've asked the permission for 7 members to go, plus the staff. I've also, in my letter, stressed out that we need the legal support, because there will be legal matters that will be discussed also at this event. As well as the researcher and the committee secretary, so that we can go with a full complement of staff and members. So, I'm just waiting for the political approval for that thing. But, it needs to be the added criteria that members that attend the committee on a regular basis. That's the first people that just get the first preference. I don't know if you, I think that's the criteria and the norm of all committees at this stage. Are there any questions or clarity or recommendations? Well, this is in London. Oh, London. London, West End. So that's London, UK. If we need to go, we need to depart on the evening of the 26th to arrive there the morning of the 27th. The workshop are starting on the 28th, early in the morning, around about 6 o'clock. It finishes off on the 29th at about 8 o'clock, and then there's an assumption after that. So we'll leave on the 26th, and we'll return on the 1st of March. We'll be landing here the 2nd of
Now, the last question. Nobody, if a person invites you, that person puts the deed. What are the conditions?
Well, apparently, this is not one country that hosts it. It's a symposium, so there's a lot of speakers and everything. So everybody is in actual fact putting their own.
It's an open invitation.
Yeah.
If you're interested, then you'll go.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can find out. Well, I think the criteria and many other things. Equality. There's no really any other criteria that
we
can use.
We put them on the right to see that we have now, I think that the guidelines of key participation and key democracy, and we're moving into that. I think it's very important also for the national government to attend.
Because of that, but if this is an opportunity for us to be there, I think it will be also quite important to be there.
Okay.
That we get an exposure. As we see other Asiano families outside the territory, what are they doing? So that it's somewhat like a learning curve for us as well. I think that's where it is.
The other thing is that if we get the approval from the Office of the Austrian Shepherds and Council,
That's why it's when we give the money, it's the something. It will come back to us and say, these are the outcomes, these are the ones and keep going.
Also, availability.
That's
can indicate to me your availability. I mean, like you said, time is very short. You said we send the letter over to the outfit.
When will you know from me?
Well, hopefully, hopefully in my chatting with them also. Architect, the chairperson told me, say, when am I getting the case? Can I have it by today?
You know?
I will send it to the unit, and the recommendation that it should be very early.
I think we need to follow up.
And then with that power that's been invested in me, is there any other thing that you want to add on in the absence of anything? Yes, Madam Kennedy.
No, sir. I think you have to put no one on the master position. You have been serving in other provinces for most of the number.
To be honest with you, just to give you a proper answer. Koshi Koena and myself, the secretary of this committee, Radwa, the previous secretary, and Koshi Koena secretary, he stepped down and has worked out the program. They were waiting for the other committee secretary, but there was no program from local government. There was no program. The secretary met and based on the program of constitutional affairs. Then they came and said, but let us constitutional affairs, local government, are meeting in the morning. can't do meat in the afternoon. Because the secretary that asked the inspector shepherd, are those meetings go on in the afternoon, and shepherd said no. And I'm based on that, I've grown up. You see, all our meetings are in the afternoon, 2 to 4. So based on that, we have then decided, that's why we put the program up in Durban. Decided that our meetings will be from 2 to 4. Even the afternoon meeting of local government, the afternoon sessions are not being recorded in the notices of meetings. Our meeting has been recorded there. The chairperson has just taken it to go on with the meeting. Also on that point, we were scheduled to have a meeting with the children, but then because of the fact that there's always two in the meeting with the Tuesday and Thursday, she's then occupied the 11th of the Wednesday. But because in conjunction with security, security and constitutional, we will use the same venue in the afternoon as the meeting was previously in the morning. But as see that local government will come up with a program, you know, we can put it up waiting for them. I mean, up until today, the secretary was trying to get to discuss with the local government. But fortunately, myself, we did talk today, we mentioned there at your office, and we have talked about it. So we just want to speak with the local government here to find out whether we can get this thing. Good, we keep trying, and we can start working as well.
Yeah.
If it is difficult for you to discuss with the other chairman, because it has been continuing for a long time, maybe you should bring it to the attention of the chair. Lawyers who were coming were saying, it is as if you go through this meeting of petitions, if you have got nothing else to do. That's an unhealthy arrangement. To have to come to a committee meeting of a particular committee only when you have got nothing else to do, and you come, I think, and sometimes you don't come at all.
But like I said, I think we must just, I'll just remind courses that we should meet our counterpart,
We have raised this thing since last year. Because it was obvious that in this committee, it's when you are available, there was nothing sort of a comparing the committee to. And when I realized that last year, then I went to him and said, listen, that your members comprise of the safety and committee and you must meet and try and have a meeting with us. We did try it last year. Though it did not actually synchronize very well. But I think now we need to work in this request. Because I think at one stage it was written and then I think it was here this year and said meeting the attendance of compulsory because they are voting. Like this one is today. He has been persuading this thing, but because of other things on the compromise. It is true, for him it looks like it's when we don't have anything. We can come in right time. But you need to explain the good things now. Fall and slow on the ground.
Well, in the absence of anything or nothing, we need to stand
Maybe. 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 Maybe
Oh, okay.